Can you call it an upset? Hell yeah, you can. This is another edition of the Postcast Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer coming at you once again. I told you we'd be back here on the final day in April, folks. And the final day of a three-game set between Texas Tech and K-State on a diamond. And K-State rallied back in the eighth inning. Put up three runs to put it. Officially, the upset over 14th-ranked Texas Tech by the score this afternoon, 10-8 in a wild game, and it lived up to the billing at Toyton there as none other than Brendan Jones' two-run triple sealed the deal and sealed the upset there in the series as K-State takes the series 2-3. Or I say 2-1, excuse me. They take 2 out of 3. That's what I meant to say. 2 out of 3 in this series. Like I said, they had an opportunity to do it yesterday. Didn't do it. And I said earlier today when I recorded the postcast from yesterday, they still have an opportunity still out there to get it. And they got it. Manchester beat Hughes after the game today. Quote, that was one of the best games that I've been a part of in my career. Manchester beat Hughes says afterwards. Quote, the back and forth, the fight, the resiliency, getting big hits and making big pitches. That's what college baseball's at its best, end quote. No question. And he speaks for all college baseball when you get and be involved in games like this. What we saw at home, crowd rising, doing all that. So, wow, big win. Keeps the NCAA hopes, postseason hopes at least, alive for another week. They're adding this to their resume. Huge, huge. And once again, you might as well say we own Texas Tech here at home because when it comes to beating this team knows how to play against the Red Raiders. We saw it in the postseason last year trying to stay alive in elimination. So they know how to play against this Texas Tech team, which came in 14th ranked in the country coming into the series. And K-State takes away 2 out of 3 from them. Huge, huge for them. Down the stretch here. K-State, standings-wise right now. We'll get inside the box score in a minute. But K-State, the seesaw, top half of the league throughout this weekend. Back to second place in the Big 12 there. And looks like they're right there along with Oklahoma State. I got to take a look at it. I haven't taken a look at it since the win. I will look at it tomorrow. But as I know, they're second in the Big 12 right there. And they're right there with Oklahoma State there as well. Well, actually, they're second in the league. Texas was leading, as far as I know. K-State second. And then Oklahoma State and TCU are sitting 99 in the conference, I believe. Again, I have to look at it. But for right now, we're celebrating this K-State series win. Weekend, huge weekend win over 14th-ranked Texas Tech there. Tyson Neighbors did give up a 3-run bomb in this game late, but the K-State offense bailed him out of the action. Let's go inside the box score here real quick here. Another big sellout at Toyton, 23,000-plus on there to see it. Time of the game, right, almost, pretty much 3 hours, pretty much, there, as K-State, your winners, 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Texas Tech, 8 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Texas Tech falls to 30-15 overall here. K-State struck first in this game in the bottom of the second, adding 2. Then the Red Raiders' answers was just 1. And then the big inning in the fourth inning for the Red Raiders, 4 in the 4th. But K-State responded with 2 more in the bottom of the half of the 4th. And then no score until the bottom of the 6th where K-State added 2. And in Texas Tech, we thought this game was going to be over in the 7th inning there. 3 runs for Texas Tech in that 7th inning. But the Cats, once again, added at least 1 in the bottom half. And then the big clutcher in the 8th inning there, the rally. That got Toyton rocking 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And Texas Tech, nothing in the top of the 9th inning to seal it there in this one. Let's take a look at the pitching here. Woo! The win did go to Tyson Neighbors, actually, here. 2 2/3 innings pitched. 1 hit, 1 run, That was earned run. Three walks, but six strikeouts in this one. And Pete Hughes just going three in this one. And Ty Rule, though, got beat up in this one. Three and one-thirds, four hits, four runs. All of them were earned runs. Struck out two. Starting this game was Colin Ruthamel. He only went three innings in this one. To start off the pitching for K-State, only went three innings. Three hits, three runs, three. All of them were earned, four walks, and three strikeouts there. Texas Tech went through a plethora of pitchers here. They went through eight pitchers and lost the game. losing pitcher, Brennan Gerton, he drops a 2-2, two-thirds pitched. Three runs, gave up the three runs, two hits. They're all earned. Two walk, two cats in this one. And there is no save situation, even though it was a two-run game in the top of the ninth inning there as well. Brandon Jones, one hit. That hit was a two-run triple there, which propelled K-State with the go-ahead runs there in the bottom of the eighth inning to seal the deal for the second place in the Big 12 K-State Baseball Cats. Nick Goodwin went hitless again for, I believe, the second straight game. Kellen Culpepper, 2-for-4 in this ball game. Cole Johnson drove in a run. He went 2-for-4. Roberto Pena, he was 1-for-1 in this game. He walked twice and driven in two. This one, Rafael Peteller, also driven in one as well. Cash Ruckley continuing to get on base. Does what he do for the Cats. He went, seeing here, he didn't get a hit, but got a walk. So again, the pesky Cash Ruckley getting on base yet again for K-State in this baseball game, the rubber match of this big three-game set in the conference between these two teams there. K-State winning its third Big 12 series of the season. The Cats now tied for second in the league with Oklahoma State. So I had to correct myself there. 11-7. And we still got that looming that series now, K-State Nation. Looming large. Woo, woo-hoo-hoo! You want to play meaningful baseball here as we're pretty much out in the May. That's what the Cats are into right now. Huge. K-State now at Toyin, 15-6. At home at Toyin here in 2023. Ruggley, 27 straight on base. Reaching on base for the 27th straight time. And Brady Day, 25. Rafael Peteller, 21. Woo, they're starting to rack it up here. And K-State now against Texas Tech, 34. And they're still like well in the 500, but it feels like recently they've owned Texas Tech, especially at Toyin Family Stadium now, which I'm going to call out, 21-18 at home here in Manhattan against the Red Raiders. Huge upset here this weekend. K-State takes down number 14th ranked Texas Tech in the series. The wildest game, the most exciting game. You could probably go rewind back to game one, 3-2, clutch hit, Roberto Pena, 2-1 home run in game one. K-State had its opportunities yesterday, didn't get it done, the 5-2 loss. And then here in the seesaw battle at Toyin, K-State overtakes the Red Raiders late in the eighth inning and win it 10-8 to seal the series for the Red Raiders. And now you got to turn your attention now to Tuesday night. Got to go on the road to take on Wichita State, and hopefully a little bit of payback. They need this. They need this Wichita State game, in my opinion. Here, after losing 10-4 here in Manhattan last week or the week before, probably more recently. So huge game. Got to go back on the road where really the K-State's been just equally as tough this year. They've been playing a lot better baseball at home. So that's the next game, Wichita State on the road Tuesday night, first pitch. A little bit after 6, K-State, your K-State Wildcat baseball team, K-State Nation, 28-17 now, 11-7, and sitting tied for second with Oklahoma State there with 11-7, and we still have Oklahoma State left. I believe that's the second to last series of the season there, with TCU being the last Big 12 series before the Big 12 championship. So that is even looming large for K-State, and huge series win for Pete Hughes and company there this weekend. Wow, you can't describe the atmosphere out there today. So great series win for the Cats. They keep their NCAA tournament bid hopes right there online. They got to take care of business Tuesday here to try to stay right on focus. You cannot have one of those games against Wichita State the last time they play against the soccer. So, but celebrate here this weekend, K-State Nation, your Cats. Shout out to K-State Nation showing out once again. And there's big crowds throughout the weekend at Twain Family Stadium, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Usually it's your first time listening to the pod. Appreciate you for hanging out with us this weekend. I know we're going to get to the rest of the NFL draft for K-State. There was a theme in that this weekend as well. Huge weekend across the board for K-State sports as they dominate their respective sports there as well. We'll catch up on all that. We got a big, big week here on the Pro Project Podcast, including the weekly edition coming up. We're gonna have probably most likely have 2 weeklies here coming up on this edition on this podcast. So we want to make sure if you're not subscribed already, do the next thing. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast there as well. And again, the recent episode 155 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly is still up there for you guys to check it out, download it, check it out, give it a listen, and yeah, do things that you've done all calendar season long. And don't forget to send in your questions as well. We're gonna be on the hack promoting that right up till May 15th. That's the last time, at least for this segment anyways, that you can send your questions. I know we got listeners listening to the podcast. Let's get it. We want to hear from you. Questions, all sports, DM us on Twitter. I'm at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter, and my co-host Alex Aiden at AFACHTEN there as well. So you have to the 15th, pretty much this month when this podcast rolls out, to get those in, because we want to do at least a monthly questions podcast there for you guys as well. So that's the reward that you get as well. We've been trying to get that for at least a half a year or even a year. We haven't done it yet, and we're going to have to try to push it even more for you guys as well. We want to have fun. We want to continue to add variety to this podcast, and that's because you fans continuing to download and listen. So we appreciate you guys for doing that. That's going to do it on a wild weekend postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. K-State takes 2-3 from 14th ranked Texas Tech and still keep their NCAA tournament bids right on the road. Next up, Wichita State Tuesday night in Wichita. Eddie Greer here for the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all coming up on a new week on this podcast. Go Cats.